magic words for manifesting anything you desire.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction, Take It to the Limit, Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, yes, indeedy, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. I am so excited to share this tidbit of information that we've talked about or alluded to in numerous podcasts and videos, but I think this is an important topic to really emphasize today. Magic words for manifesting anything you desire. But first, I want to remind you to subscribe to us on YouTube, and then you're automatically included in the drawing every month. We're giving away 3 manifesting accelerators. We sell these all day long. We've helped people all over the world using the manifesting accelerator, but you can actually win it by being a subscriber to us here on YouTube. Anyway, we're excited to talk about magic words. Here's the premise. Follow me now. Make every statement and every affirmation that you state in 2018 and beyond begin with these 2 words. I am. What I highly recommend is that you put a big, thick rubber band on your wrist. And every time you say the words, I want, snap that rubber band and retrain yourself using Pavlov's law with a little bit of pain. You see, pleasure makes us do things, but pain will make us do just about anything. Follow me on this. This is so important. Wayne Dyer, the late, great Wayne Dyer, said, "You attract what you are, not what you want." All of these law of attraction gurus are talking about what you want. And I'm guilty of it too, to a certain extent. It seems to be the lingo in which we communicate. People understand wants. But a want is a statement to your subconscious mind, to the part of you that controls, according to science, 90% of your life, and what you attract and what you manifest is controlled by your subconscious or unconscious mind. And you're sending a direct message back to your subconscious that you are living in a state of lack. And your subconscious mind is the connecting link to the infinite field of potential. It's the plug that goes directly into the matrix. So think about it. Think about it just for a moment. If you are constantly affirming, I want this, I want that, I want to save my marriage, I want to have a happy relationship, I want to be healthy, I want to make more money. What you're doing is affirming your emotional, physical, or financial poverty. And that is exactly what you are attracting. For all practical purposes, you are doing negative energy magic on yourself. It's terrible. You don't want to be the victim of your own black magic or negative energy magic, because it's so difficult to fight against your subconscious or unconscious mind. That's why it's so important right now, the beginning of the year 2018 and beyond, to train your mind, to train your subconscious to think in terms of, I am, I manifest, we are. You know, a really good parable or story is this story where Moses sees this flame on top of a mountain. So he treks up the top of the mountain. Now, in mystical terminology, the mountain always represents moving toward your higher self, moving towards higher awareness, moving towards greater potential. That's what the mountain represents. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's Christian or Jewish or whatever kind of symbolism we're talking about. It almost always represents that kind of symbolism. So Moses is traveling up the mountain. In other words, he's moving higher and higher and higher, closer to divine source, closer to the source of the universe. And he encounters this burning bush that is never consumed. And there's a reason why it's never consumed. It's because the fire is absolutely pure. It's pure fire. It's the fire of pure passion and desire. Not want, not need, not anything like that, but pure passion. And so he sees this burning bush and he says to the burning bush, what is your name? And the bush answers back, Ehaya Ashur Ehaya. That's I am that I am. I want you to pause now just for a moment. Take a deep breath of some nice, clean ruach or prana in your nose and into your lungs. Close your eyes just for a moment and say, I am that I am. My fellow high flyers, listen to me now very closely. On the physical plane, you have a birth and you have a death. But you are an eternal being. You have no beginning. You have no end. You are eternal, and you will transform and change, but you are eternal. And you, as well as living in a dimension of time and space, you equally live in a dimension where there is no time, there is no space. And in that dimension, in that moment of silence, in that space between thoughts, you can simply say, I am. And that's when you unleash the entire universe, the power of the entire universe in a magical force to create whatever you desire. Now, the term Ehaya Ashur, Ehaya, I am that I am, esoterically actually translates into, I will be what I will be. And that applies to you too. What is it that you will be? Will you be the man driving a new car? Then you already are. Will you be the man with $1 million or the woman with $1 million in your bank account? Then you already are. Because part of you is in the world of time and space, and the other part of you is not. I know this is an esoteric lesson, but if you really want to unleash your personal magic in 2018 and beyond, you really need to get a hold of this. Part of you is timeless. Part of you is mortal. The part of you that is timeless is intimately connected to the infinite universe, to source energy. And it is through that connection that that you can create anything you desire. And how do you connect? You connect with your beliefs in your subconscious mind. Now, if 90% of your life is being ruled by your subconscious, and scientists claim that 70% of our thoughts in our subconscious are negative and redundant, if that's the case, you've got to break that cycle. Otherwise, you will be like everyone else, walking around in circles, simply stating, I want, I want, I want, I want, until you take your last breath. Then you will realize, wait a minute, I don't want for anything. I am. I have no beginning. I have no end. I am in God. I am in the universe. I am in the infinite field, but at the same time, the infinite field, the universe, source energy, God is in me. Oh, I know, it's esoteric, but it's how it works. I am absolutely certain that from this moment on, from this breath on, your life will continue to get better and better, and you will have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. Come into alignment with your divine self. Say these words aloud right now. I am. Anytime you hear yourself saying, I want, I need, snap that rubber band or some other thing that you do, cancel that thought, or whatever else that may come to your mind, and replace it with I am. I am filled with light. I am energy. Money is energy. If money's energy and I'm energy, I am money, unlimited money. If love is energy and I am energy, I am love, unlimited love. I am health and vibrancy. If health is vibration and I am vibration and energy, we are one and the same. Okay, this has been a deep one, but I hope you'll think about it, maybe listen to it again. Send me a letter or two on it if you have a question. But thank you so much for listening. Remember to visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We're not going to give away any huge secrets in 30 minutes, but what we will do is talk to you about a mentoring program that will change your life, change your finances, change your relationship, change your outcomes. Have a great day now. You absolutely deserve it because you are flying high like a big, beautiful eagle.